Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection. Exciting time, September 2nd, 2020. I've got a prophetic word for the month of September, and this is also a special time because we're moving into the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So this prophetic word that I'm releasing is also for the Jewish New Year, and I'll get more into that in just a minute. If you're joining us live on my website, or maybe you're coming in through social media, but if you're on my website, DougAddison.com, you can chat in your questions, and my team's on live right now. We also pick up your questions from Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter as well, and we add those to our the Q&A time, which I'm going to be doing at the end, and also we take them seriously and try to get them answered and develop things like blogs and stuff off of those, just in case you wondered. Follow my daily prophetic word. It's hashtag daily prophetic, or get it delivered to your email address on my website. Facebook, the Doug Addison, Twitter, and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. All right, let's get going. Lord, we thank you for the good things that you're releasing. We thank you that you're moving right now, and that even through the internet, no matter what time or when this is listened to, this word will be timeless because you're outside of time. And we ask that you would come now, Lord. Open up the heavens. Open up things over us all to be able to hear your voice and experience your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. The prophetic word is God's plan is being released in September. And so it really is based around Isaiah 5:19. In the Passion Translation, I really love this one, is let the prophetic plan of the Holy One of Israel come to pass quickly so we can see what it is. The Lord is releasing out plans. This is the time of year that this happens. We're entering what's called the Days of Awe. That's Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, September 18th through the 20th. And Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, September 27th and the 28th. And so it's a 10-day period in which we can hear God. We're no longer under the law of Moses, but God still speaks clearly during the Jewish seasons. And he gives us assignments. And this year, God's going to balance the books of repayment. And he's releasing the storehouses of heaven to replenish the storehouses on earth. He's releasing greater clarity as we're entering into this new season, because the storehouses on earth sure need to be replenished right now. Here's one of the major pieces that I got over this, is the windows of heaven are opening. Now this is Malachi 3:10, and most people associate this word with tithing, and it applies to that, and giving's a great thing. But what I'm talking about right now is the prophetic word around this. The Lord spoke to me about it. He said, bring the full tithe into the storehouse. This is about the storehouses and the windows of heaven. So that there may be food in my house. Test me and try me on this, says the Lord of hosts, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing there will not be room enough to receive it. Now the Lord is doing something right now. And he's going to open up the windows of heaven and bring blessing that's going to help those in need. The storehouses on earth have taken a beating, I'm telling you. You know, the financial situation of many countries and many people. And because it's been emptied out over the pandemic, superstorms, fires and floods that's going on, the acts of God, they call them. It's not the Lord doing them at all. It's the enemy trying to stop what God has coming. But the storehouses on earth have been emptied. But the Lord says, I'm releasing the storehouses of heaven. And I'm going to release these new financial blessings to a hurting world, and the Lord is going to prepare for revival. So watch for financial blessings and strategies to come. Maybe it'll be an increase of income. Maybe it'll just be a bump here and there. Or with some people, it'll be a major one. I saw radical changes start to happen, and some people are actually going to move into an entire new era of working online. The Lord brought us here in 2015. He repositioned us to minister on the internet. I was a traveling speaker and minister. And I tell you, we've increased well over four times that first year, four times. And He's blessed us so much on the internet. We were already positioned for this, but He's going to be moving right now into this new era of working and working online. And what's going to happen, you know, shortly. The windows of heaven needed to be cleaned. And I saw the windows of heaven, the Malachi 3 windows being blocked. You know, many people have blocks to it. Satan has been trying to hold back blessings and financial flow. There's been so much attack against finances. There's a need for cleaning of the windows. Well, guess what? I got some good news, because the Lord's going to do this right now with you. And I have this prayer that it's my friend Paul Cox from Ashland Place. And I'm just going to use one paragraph from the prayer, and I recommend praying the whole thing. But it's the prayer to renounce the illegal access of the windows of heaven. And this is where there might have been some generational ties or curses in your family line. Maybe something happened somewhere. This one little paragraph is going to do it. So pray this with me right now. This is an excerpt from it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you forgive us for illegally accessing the windows of heaven for the purposes of personal financial gain. I repent and I renounce for opening any heavenly windows through occult practice, idolatry, divination, witchcraft, covenant breaking, ungodly trading, the exploitation of others and false religions. And I also repent for closing windows that should not have been closed. Lord, please close every window, gate, and door that was opened illegally, and open every window, gate, and door that needs to be opened. Open that up that was closed by error in Jesus' name. Now, you can pray the full prayer. Just go out. I'll have it on my website, but you can actually just do an internet search and renounce the illegal, or just the illegal access of the windows of heaven will come up. You'll see Paul Cox's prayer. I recommend doing the full prayer. This was a short piece to get you jump started into it. And when I prayed it, I had my entire team pray, but when I prayed it, I'll tell you, things, my eyes opened suddenly. We had a bump up a few times in personal blessings, and different things started to happen around us. And God's opening up the doors now. We're entering into a new 7-year season. It's a 7-year season. Now, 7 years ago was 2013. And over the last 7 years, we've had to work very hard. We've had to contend for nearly everything. General, overall, as a season. This is what the Lord showed me. But we're leaving that 7 years of contention and entering into a time of greater authority and anointing to overcome the evil one. And as we enter into this new season, listen, the Lord's going to start to give you the bigger picture, and it will require a battle as the old is trying to keep a foothold on you. So don't think that we're going to enter into this easy breezy season, you know, without a fight. We have to battle to get into it. We have to contend, especially October, November, December. We need to contend over the next few months to move into this new season. I'm believing we're going to see a turnaround in January. But as we move into this, 1 Corinthians 13:9, where we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what was in part disappears. We seldom know the full picture as individuals of what God is doing. That's by design. He's actually called us to be part of a community. I have to get prophetic words. I bounce things off of other prophets, other people, my intercessors, my team. I work things through so that I can get the bigger picture. And that's what God's releasing right now. He's going to release this. This is the Jewish New Year word. the bigger picture of understanding. There's been many missing pieces that are going to now come into place. He's going to bring a new level of wisdom and understanding to you. And your ability to hear God is going to take a sudden acceleration starting this month, and it's going to progress over the next few months. Again, you will need to contend for this. You will need to battle to get to this. And things may not go back to normal for a while, but God is releasing blessing and power to operate in the new normal, whatever that might be. But we're going to see a shift over the next couple of months. So as he does this, the Lord is releasing, he's going to actually release, and we keep talking about this, the gates of joy and things like that, but Jeremiah 31:13, he says, I'm going to turn your mourning into gladness, and I will give comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I'm going to give comfort and joy instead of sorrow. So I want you to write that down, Jeremiah 31:13. And if you can just start to pray over this. If you've been in a place of sorrow, or you need to move into gladness, begin to decree Jeremiah 31:13 and break it off. I found this year, some people have been saying, oh, it's a terrible year, blah, 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 And I say the opposite. I tell you, I've been finding a lot of comfort and joy this year in the midst of the pandemic. I'm very sorry that we're going through this, first of all. I'm not taking it lightly. I'm sorry where people lost their jobs and we've lost, the lives of many people. I'm sorry for that part. But I tell you, from the spiritual side, I've never felt better. My health is in a good place. My ministry is in a good place. My family, my marriage is in a good place. And I just prophesy right now in the midst of this. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Don't come into agreement with the bad news. Get the good news. The Lord's going to do something new. I have entered into a wellspring of joy. And I want to tell you, I still have a hard time. Believe me, I still get hit. I contend, I get up. I get hit, I contend, I get up, and I keep moving forward. So ask the Lord to give you a vision for what is coming to you, and ask for a strategy and a plan. And he will open it up. Especially right now during Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Historically, it's when the Lord releases the things that are assignments over the next year, actually. And so watch this. Jewish New Year, September 18th through the 20th, and then Yom Kippur, the 27th through the 28th. So watch this 10-day period. It's called the Days of Awe. And the Lord will be speaking. It doesn't mean he's going to show up at your doorstep. I'm just saying, take whatever you can get. Notice your dreams and watch these things as God unfolds. Also have this word. I went back 9 months ago because the Lord told me, he says, I'm going to birth something. I heard I'm going to birth something. So I knew birthing takes about 9 months. And so I went back 9 months ago in January 2020, and the Lord had showed me some things, actually from my prophetic word that I had released in January. And I'm seeing those things starting to come now. And one of them is that he was going to bring strategies of increase. Matthew 13:8. This is coming right now. Matthew 13:8. Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 160 and 30 times what was sown. God is releasing seeds of revelation. He's giving strategies that's going to produce up to 100-fold. Up to 100-fold. And there's a coming in the form of business ideas, inventions, new jobs, different things. This is a year to get out of debt if you're not there, or to create financial blessings to bless the world. This is so important. If you can do it, pay it forward. And I'm not boasting when I'm saying this. I'm just giving people ideas. When we got the government had paid us out some money and things like that, we paid it forward. We didn't just stick it in the bank. We paid it to other people. In fact, we found people we knew who had lost their jobs going through a rough time. So if you can, start seeding this area. Give and it will be given to you. Seed this new thing as God's doing something new. And sometimes, it might be a specific strategy that he's going to give you for financial breakthrough, or it might be the surprise checks in the mail or, you know, money that comes unexpectedly. The Joseph people anointing is still coming. This is where Joseph got a strategy on how to get Israel out of a bad situation, first of all. But it also helped with, Joseph was in prison in Genesis 41. In prison, he interpreted the dream of Pharaoh, an ungodly king, and got a strategy on how to overcome the big famine and set Israel up for a total new blessing. They all got new, Israel itself during that time got new clothes and gold and new houses during that time. And so you can be blessed in the downturn. I'm not saying that you need to, this is not a prosperity message, but you know, we can be blessed so you can be a blessing. That's what I'm saying. Be blessed so that you can be a blessing at whatever level. So I've seen this starting to come in different signs. You know, I'm a prophetic signs prophet. I have a signs type of prophet. That means that whatever happens to me is like a parable. I live out these prophetic words. So right now, Linda and I, we're not investors or anything like that, my goodness. We opened this small stock market account several years ago, and we had a couple thousand dollars in it. We didn't even look at it. And suddenly, after this time, we were praying through this and went and checked the balance, and it was nearly $25,000. And so that was the unexpected blessing that God says, I'm going to do some unexpected things. And I know you're probably wondering what stock, and that's not the point here. The point is that we didn't even try, and the Lord opened it up. And God's going to open things up over you. And also, from last January, 9 months ago, there was new authority coming, Revelation 2:26. But the one who's victorious, who will do my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. There is a battle right now. But God is creating new spiritual authority. And I tell you, from 9 months ago, I'm in a new place. You know, I felt like I wasn't even in the health I'm in right now. And I needed to get out of my situation. He opened an office for me to go out. And I still go to the office each day, which is out in public in Los Angeles, where I can be around people. And I'm still safe, of course. But sometimes you hear background noise, because that's where I am right now. I'm in this place that the Lord opened for me. And to be a blessing in this place even. And I tell you, God's opening things up right now. He's going to increase your authority. He's going to increase your strength. He's going to use your current trials and use your difficult times in your personal life to give you greater authority in your city and even nations. And the business world, God's going to open things up right now. And it's happening. I tell you, this is a new time. New health, new finances, new relationships are coming. And it's going to be a year of turnaround this year. The Jewish New Year is a year of turnaround, establishment of a new era for the purposes of the kingdom. So let me pray and activate this. Lord, I pray for each person listening to grab hold of this. I pray for the hope, because it might look opposite. And that even in January, when you spoke these things to me, I had no idea I would be in this place in 9 months. So Lord, I pray that you would release this power, the release of the strategies of heaven. Clean out our windows, our Malachi 3 windows. Clean them off, Lord, that we can see and hear clearly in the Spirit. I pray that there would be an opening of the heavens in all ways to know you more, to operate in the greater authority. I pray for the pandemic, Lord. I know that you showed me this, is that it's going to be a battle, but there will be a change, and there's going to be some solutions come in the form of supernatural anointing and in the form of medical. And I know they're already there. I'm just thanking you in advance, and I'm asking now, Lord, open things up. Open up dreams and visions during this time of the days of awe in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. DougAddison.com is my website. And this is a time that God's opening up your destiny. And so I'm going to do something, a special training. It's called Launch Your Life Purpose. And I ran this in January. This is an updated version of what I used to do in my coaching and group coaching things that I used to do years ago. It's an updated version of that. It's a 49-day breakthrough experience. People say, I want to be mentored by you. Well, this is my time that I do it. It's a group mentoring experience is actually timed during the days of all right now. And it's about discovering what it is that you've been called to. And so it's going to start on September 8th. And I'm going to have a bonus if you sign up during that time by September 8th. We're going to do a drawing for two people to win a 15-minute breakthrough prophetic consultation with me. Plus, these are 7 weeks. It's seven pre-recorded sessions that are sent to you. And there's access to, it's not just pre-recorded, there's access to our website that we have. It's a training portal where we have our Enlight Connection coaches, myself. We'll interact with you in activation exercises on how to discover your destiny, how to do what I do, basically, do what I do in this area of breakthrough. And someone's asked me if I could put it all together in one class. That's what this is. And we'll also do two live sessions. So that's seven sessions pre-taped that you can download, walk through, and a live interaction on the website. But there's going to be two live sessions with me as well, and a Q&A. So go to DougAddison.com/launch. And guess what? Here's the cool thing. Because of COVID-19, it's regularly $197. We're doing it for $97. It's 7 weeks for $97 or two payments of $50. DougAddison.com/launch. Get in on that as quick as you can. Consider giving to what we do. You know, we're a nonprofit ministry here, and some people consider us as their church even. So go to DougAddison.com/give. You'll see the ways that you can give there. And also you can download my app and get all my daily prophetic and all my videos sent to you. Just go to the app store of Apple, put my name in, or Google Play. All right. Well, you know, I've got a couple of questions here that came in that I wanted to do. And this is regarding finances. And these were actually submitted by a good friend of mine, Mimika Cooney. And she has a ministry. She's been on my website, on my podcast, and different things with me a couple of times. And I've been on hers. She's an amazing woman of God, and she's a business coach, and she helps people get breakthroughs. And so she said, hey, can you help answer some of these questions? You know, this would be really cool if you would. And so these are some of the questions that either she got herself or some people submitted them through her, but sure. But here's some of the things that she was saying would be helpful, especially when we're talking about finances in this area of the Joseph anointing. And so here's question one. How do I know the difference between a God idea and a good idea? Is it me or is it God? And that's a really good one. In fact, I just did a webinar training that you can still get access to, I think. But it's called Discern. How to know if you're hearing accurately or not, where I walk you through how to learn to discern. But for most people, if you don't want to take a training, I'll just tell you, you need to practice. It takes practice to learn to discern. And as you practice, go back to the last time that you heard God accurately, or you know he answered a prayer, and study how it came to you. So then, as far as business things, though, as you learn to discern, it will take trial and error as well. What I recommend is not to invest real heavy into these ideas that come. Try a few. Like, put a few of those out there and see if they work. That's how you do it. You also get other people to pray with you during this time. And especially if you're an ideas person like me. I'm an ideas person. I'm, you know, pumping out new ideas all the time. I got a whiteboard, I write them down, get them into my journal. And then we pray over them, figure out what's from now, what's for later. And we begin to ask the Lord and ask him, you know, to give us a strategy on that. But if you want to take that, I would recommend taking Discern. DougAddison.com/discern. Or, you know, you'll find that on my website, on my store, and where I walk you right through, I actually give you some activation exercises on how to learn to discern. Here's another question. How can I discern if a strategy is from God or not? That's the same type of thing. So I'm going to recommend that. Here's another one. I'm having dreams of babies, reoccurring dreams. I'm rescuing babies. I'm adopting babies. And it feels like multiplication in my business is coming. What should I do? Well, that's exactly right. Babies represent, in dreams, new ideas, new jobs, new anointings, new inventions, new investments, new gifts, new things. So if you're having a reoccurring dream, especially if you're rescuing babies or being given a baby. That means that there's an idea coming to you that someone else had let go of, and it's going to be given to you. And so if you're adopting them, it's that same type of thing. This means that other people are letting go. If it's twins or it's triplets, or maybe it grew up fast, means that it's going to mature quickly. It won't require a lot. And so, you know, the thing is what can you do to prepare? Is just to ask God to show you when you get these ideas. And, you know, be open to doing new things and changes. Here's another one. I'm feeling a conflict between the world's taught strategy, what I've learned from college and school experiences, and what I'm hearing from God. And I'm not sure how to walk that out. Well, what you really need to do is develop a baseline for how God speaks. And that's what we do in Launch Your Life Purpose. We develop that baseline. And as you do this, you begin to develop the baseline about, you know, developing a strategy each day, you know, a foundation. Spend time with God. Find out more about who He is. That's the biggest mystery, is who God really is. When it comes to hearing God accurately, especially over finances, you need to know who God really, really is. And that's what I teach people in all my classes, is that we get rid of that negative voice that's up there, that we get rid of the negativity. You know, the Lord is not angry with you. He's not that voice of speaking. That's not the voice of the Lord if it's angry and disappointed in you. So these strategies, really, the ways of the world, you have to then weigh them out and ask God to speak to you and see if these things are from the Lord or from other sources. And, you know, it just takes practice. So don't know what else to say except practice. And so here's another one. I want to have true faith, but I'm called in the marketplace. It's hard to know what to do. Should I be more direct with my faith when it comes to my website and advertising? I would recommend this. Listen, I would tone down your faith unless your target audience is faith. And so if your target audience is not faith, I wouldn't go heavy on your faith message so that you would not, you know, lose any marketplace. You'll want to touch it. And who knows, by being part of your out of your training or whatever it is you have, your products, you may influence people along the way. So you don't have to put Jesus out there on the shingle, you know, on everything. You can allow the Lord to work through you, is what I really recommend. All right. Well, wow, this has been a great time. Remember to sign up for Launch Your Life Purpose, DougEdison.com/launch. I'm redoing that video. There's a video that'll take you inside of it and show you the things that God's doing. And I'm really excited for the new things. I'm excited for what's coming. And I'm excited for you, and God is moving in your life. And I want to just say, be encouraged right now. God is for you. Who could be against you right now? See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.